This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
When's the last time you told the Lord you love Him? I think it's the highest expression of praise. It's not, what a great Creator, and we praise You. Those are great things, and we should do that. You're the Redeemer. You're this and that. But just to say those words with David, I love You, Lord. Now, let me give you a poignant story. When I served as a youth minister in Florence, Kentucky for 7 years, we took the high school young people every year to a church camp in Carrollton, Kentucky. It was called Happy Hills Church Camp. Sounds like a rest home. Happy Hills. I could never get beyond that name. I hated that name of a camp, Happy Hills. But that's where we went to camp. Every day the camp routine was this. You had classes in the morning, recreation in the afternoon. You'd have Vesper service in the evening. But then we would always end the day with a campfire. And we would build a big fire, and I would have the young people, these high school young people, gather around the fire, and I would use a guitar, and we'd sing some songs, and then I would bring up a topic to close out the day for discussion. And I noticed something about campfires. When people are around a campfire and they talk, they don't look at me, and they don't look at the people next to them. They talk while they're looking into the fire. There's almost something hypnotic about the fire. And the young people were talking about the subject of expressing your love to your parents and parents to their children and so forth and so on. And as long as I live, I will remember a 16-year-old girl looking in the fire saying this, I just turned 16, 2 months ago. And for my birthday, my dad handed me the keys to a brand new sports car, red. I think that was what she said, a red sports car. She said, I really like that car. I'm really glad to have it. Then with tears streaming down her face, she said this, but you know, I can never remember hearing my dad say, I love you. And I thought, isn't that interesting? For that one moment, she just bared her soul, not looking at me, not looking at anyone else, looking into the fire and saying, I can't remember my dad ever saying, I love you. Do you know the reason that some of you connect with that story? It's because that's your story. That's your story with someone in your family. That's your story either on the giving end or receiving end of that. And I'm going to suggest to you that the most dynamic thing you do with another person is to express love verbally. I love you and mean it. And David says, Lord, I love you. Then I want you to look at verse 2. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer, my God is my rock in whom I take refuge. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I want to talk about that very briefly. Have you ever spoken of someone in your life and said, he's my rock? Well, she's my rock. We know what that means. They're the person that's steady. They're the person that's steadfast. That's the person I can rely on. But I want to suggest to you the only one you can actually refer to 110% and say, that is my rock. It's the Lord God Almighty. The term rock means something that's immovable. The term fortress means something that's impregnable. The word shield means something that's a barrier between me and evil. And those are the terms that David uses for the Lord. He's my rock, he's my fortress, and he's my shield. And then he uses the word deliverer. You know what deliverer means? It literally means someone who rescues you from danger. If you've ever known someone who's rescued somebody out of a fire, maybe a parent with a child or a brother or sister, and that person physically picked that person up and carried them out of that burning house, that is an example of a deliverer. A deliverer is someone who rescues from danger, and the Lord God Almighty is your deliverer and my deliverer.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.